I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, a grim day dawns in Sudan. Displacement and desperation hit record highs. Meanwhile, a Christian high school offers hope in East Africa. We'll tell you what's going on there and how you can find your place in this story in just a few moments. First, the United States envoy to the United Nations is in Chad this week to meet refugees and highlight Sudan's worsening crisis. Linda Thomas Greenfield first visited the Chad-Darfur border in 2004 as a senior State Department official. She says the atrocities happening now remind her of the genocide she saw back then. An Unfolding Word partner we'll call John says,
after decades of genocide and displacement of minority Black African tribes, now all tribes are in trauma. Tribes that cared very little about the killing of minority tribes are now themselves displaced. The Sudanese people as a whole are in shock at the absolute void of concern by their government for the people.
War broke out between Sudan's army and paramilitary forces on April 15, and the fighting hasn't stopped. Today, over 7 million people are displaced within Sudan. Those who managed to escape violent hotspots now face starvation and disease. Local church planters are meeting physical and spiritual needs.
No one has any idea what will happen next month and the month after. We're trying to be lean and flexible. Try to obey everything that God brings before us.
Look for links in the full story at our website to send help. And then most importantly,
pray for leaders. Even though they themselves are now refugees, they see the suffering around them and they know the hope that God has resides in them and will speak through them. A God who is not silent and has not abandoned Sudan.
Next, with modern development come modern ways for North Korea to target Christians. In a podcast with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, VOM Korea's Eric Foley says North Korea has acquired new technology from their allies. This technology makes it easier to intercept cell phone signals. Previously, it took North Korean officials longer to track and tap into a phone call. Foley says,
it matters because the front line of North Korean ministry isn't the border between China and North Korea. It is in the city of Seoul, where 60% of North Korean defectors maintain regular monthly contact with their relatives in North Korea, primarily by cell phone. When North Korea can tap into those calls sooner, we have to learn how to share the gospel more quickly. We have to change the way that we train.
Pray wisdom, courage, and faithfulness for North Korea's believers.
If all we do is hear an occasional testimony or story, but we really don't dig into understanding why, and we don't pray knowledgeably, we'll just say things like, oh, yeah, it's bad there. Yeah, we should pray that it gets better. And we miss, for example, how God uses those situations to accomplish his purpose in ways that can build our faith. But we also miss the importance of praying for these real Christians on a daily basis who are facing new challenges.
Finally, in 2005, God opened a door for Set Free, formerly Set Free Ministries, to conduct spiritual warfare training in East Africa. That launched a disciple-making movement aimed at the next generation. And today, thousands of kids attend a Set Free-supported primary school. Thanks to Set Free's Vocational Christian High School, discipleship doesn't have to stop at seventh grade. Set Free's Dave McIntyre tells us,
we're hoping to have 200 kids come into Light Academy this next year.
Light Academy began as a 60-acre land purchase in 2018.
It's a huge undertaking. We say around here, if you're not terrified, it's probably not God's will. And it is very humbling to see the people that God has brought forth to push this thing forward.
Donor funding brings more of the dream to life every year.
I go back about every 6 months, and every time it's like visiting a different school because there's so much more.
And right now,
we're in phase four of our construction, building several large classroom blocks, administration block, a health clinic, staff housing. Because as we increase students, we also have to increase staff. Pray for Light Academy that city on a hill will be finished under budget and on time.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a free 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from November 5th through the 19th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins in prayer. So get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.